So today we are interviewing here Komido from Ghana, Africa, who is an expert in translation. And with that, let's get started with the interview. So Komi, thank you very much for taking the time to complete this phone interview with us today.
Yes.
So can you tell us how many years of experience do you have working as a translator?
It's from 2000, so I'm on the on my 10th year of translation, and I have experience in translating mostly documents in the field of economics, finance, business management, law. Look, these are the items, the specialties that I have. I did a little bit of agriculture documents, farm management documents to the FAO in the past.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, but it is the 15 year, my fifth, my yes, 14 rather, 14 years of using the language, the English language as a second language.
That's very good, thank you. And how many languages can you translate into?
I used to translate from English into French,
Right.
but these last years, last 2 years, from the last 3 to 2 years, I've been translating from French into English too, and I think I've been coming out with very good documents that are acceptable to my clients.
That's great. That's great. Do you have any formal education or background in the field of translation?
No, I'm a business management graduate that I
Right.
took in a Francophone country. I learned
Right.
English in school. And because I come to an Anglophone country, and I work, so it's a kind of learning on the job to know well about business management. I was a marketing officer anyway, so through that one and through language tuition, I taught French and economics and labor law and managerial economics and commercial French with Alliance Française. All this give me background experience in the language before I started translating. And I've translated so far to so many international organizations, and I have their website here. That will be an evidence for it. You can go to the site and see the documents that I translate. Apart from that, I have a bulk of documents here. So far, I've translated more than 10,000 pages during the past 10 years.
Oh wow, that's very impressive.
I translated more than 10,000 pages.
Oh wow. And can you share with us today is what is the day-to-day responsibility of this job?
Excuse me?
Can you tell us what are the day-to-day responsibility of the translation job?
What I do, for translation jobs, you have a document from a client, you translate it, and then you proofread. Sometime I do give it to people who are working with me, who are under training, because the same way, the process I pass through to become a translator, I believe I can train other people to do so. So
Right.
sometimes, and I do give them documents, try to guide them to get a document that I could review. But that one, basically, it was not very, very successful. Though I'll be able to train some people who are working elsewhere today. But I think I have to streamline and fine-tune my training process.
I see. Very good.
Yeah, and one other reality that I saw in translation is that though everybody look at it as consider it as a language assignment, but me, I'm seeing translation to be more scientific. Because to me, when I'm translating, I'm reasoning in the process. I'm reasoning mathematically. This is how I see translation.
Right.
Yeah, that should be somehow strange to you, but maybe, I don't know. But this is how I see it, because I think I understand very well English, and then French being my first language, so any statements that I see in English, I understand it, and then I'm in a better position to put it in French, if I do it, and with an emphasis on some terms and statements. There are a lot of statements that are always badly translated from one language to the other. And I have a memo of terms over here that I'm even planning to put on my my website to instruct people about them. There are some terms, specific terms, that are always badly translated in documents that I've been seeing from English into French, because the translation is based on reality.
Right.
You don't translate the text that we translate, the reality the text is describing. But this is a situation when, professionally, there are some realities you find in a profession in French, and you don't find the same reality in English. Even today, we met a term of that sort in international trade. That is, the reality is not in Anglophone countries. It's in the banking sector. Uh-huh. So there is a kind of research that constantly we have been conducting to identify the structural differences that we have in terms used in professions such as accounting, finance, and mostly administration. Let me give you an example. When they say in English, Minister of State, it does not mean the same thing like Ministre d'État in French. But when you look at any dictionary at all, Minister of French, Minister of State, the meaning that it gives is Ministre d'État, which is wrong. So we try to research on terms of that sort based on the reality. We try to know the reality in the two systems. That is a kind of work that we do.
Right, that was a great example. Thank you. And can you tell us what kind of work can a translator expect to be doing in the first 1 to 3 years of their career?
I think periodically, a translator has to take stock of his or her weaknesses and strengths. And then this is something that should be done from one, and the period of time to be determined. I may say probably every quarter, or even after some particular assignments, you have to take stock of the processes that have been used to get to a translated version, which has been acceptable or not. Especially when there are complaints about a document, you have to take care of the complaints, which is not our case. For the customers that we work with so far, we haven't got complaints. In the first year, we had some few complaints. That was in 2000. But so far, all documents that you have translated have been received. And I'm saying, I'm repeating again, they were in the field of finance, economics, law, and business management.
Right.
It's, and a little bit in a lesser extent in agriculture, in the agriculture farm management field.
Right. Yeah. And when starting out a career as a translator, in average, what are the rates that a freelance translator should charge to a translation company or an independent client?
I think the rate depends on two things. It depends on, firstly, the technicality, which is which is not easy to measure because there is a certain level of relativity or subjectivity about it, because what is technical to you may not be technical to someone.
Right.
But as a professional, I can make difference between a technical document. It's like when a company presents accounts at the end of the year, the report from the auditors is surely a technical document. When there is a convergence report on a monetary union, it is a technical report. But when, for example, there is a report from a student on an attachment, it's likely not very technical.
Right.
And and documents talking about data, stating social facts, generally seem to be ordinary documents. This is how I look at it. And documents on maybe the city planning, or maybe documents on, some administrative work, like letters, ordinary documents. But when I have a document on an assessment on inflation, the links, the relationship between inflation and economic growth, that I see it to be a technical document.
Right.
An agreement is a technical document. And for an agreement, I think it should be 30 to 35 US dollars per page,
okay,
with the page being 320 words.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
To ask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And for these economic documents, about US dollar 25 dollars per page, and that is the price that I think to be normal. But this is price, and the price is applied to a market.
Right.
So the market price is flexible. Price is negotiable. But in any case at all, I don't think a translator should accept a work under 20 US dollars per page.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And, many translators and even participants within our certification program, they ask us about compensation levels in the industry. And what do you think a translator should make within the industry, expecting after working for 7 to 10 years, what would be a realistic?
For a rate for a translator who has worked for more than 7 years, you say?
Yes, after 7 years of working in the field of translation, what do you think it should be? Would be realistic for them to be making by them?
Per hour, you want to mean?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I think a good translator having more than 7 years experience,
mm-hmm,
should be able to translate 3 pages in 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, and also depending on the method of the person. The method that I use is that I have a secretary who is very, very fast, and who does not make a lot of mistakes, does not make mistakes. I got in. I take
right.
the document in French or in English, and I dictate. I read it, and I dictate straight. I look at the document, I dictate it straight to the secretary who will be typing. I was training myself with a voice recognition software, but I'm not yet using it.
Right.
And that we have it available. It is called Dragon Naturally Speaking. And so a good translator should be able to translate about 3 pages in 2 hours.
Right.
And you use some few time to proofread quickly, and I get your final version. And this is how I see it.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, the price, there is the range that I proposed before, not less than $20 per page.
A page, okay.
How I see it.
So it would be pretty much $60 for the full 2 hours of work.
Two hours, mm-hmm. Then you'll be getting about $60.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fair. That's really good.
Minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum.
And
yeah, and for translation, you know, I'm emphasizing the some areas which are law, economic, finance, and business management. This is what I'm emphasizing. And there are other areas of translations, and I didn't try those areas as such, but for the one that I experienced, this is how I see it. And also for translation training, I believe I'm of the view that translation should be done by somebody who is typically a language person. I believe somebody who is specialized in the three fields, as I myself am a business management professional, and already I'm alongside the translation, I'm still practicing business management by way of producing business plans and other sort of study works, research works that I used to do. So
right.
Somebody who is already basically the one who have knowledge and experience of report writing, to me, this is how I see a translator. Even if the one should take a formal training, like let's say first degree in translation, master's in translation, I'm seeing as a pharmacist taking a translation course, or an accountant taking a translation course, a marketer taking a translation course, a lawyer taking a translation course, to be the preferable person, the ideal translator that will serve really to that will satisfy the needs of organizations who are in need of a second language documents.
For
the documents to be accurate and acceptable to the specialist who will use it. Because what is a fact is that any document that is translated for an organization is going to be used by a professional in the second language, then the document has to be drafted, translated, and reviewed by somebody who is in the field, so that the destination of the document should feel at ease. Is how I see it.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And for you, what is the most appealing thing about working as a translator?
The most what? Please come again.
The most appealing thing, the most exciting thing about working as a translator.
Firstly, I think comparing to other works, okay, in my environment, I'm seeing that it's a highly remunerating work compared to other things that people do. Like, I have friends who are accountants in companies. I have friends who are marketers and lawyers and others. And in my context over here, the money that they gain, if I have work to do constantly, I can get up to 10 and 15 times the salary that they gain. That is the remuneration side. Is a highly remunerated subject. And also, it allows you to cover a lot of disciplines, a lot of areas, a lot of reports, and even one reality in my area here is that there are a lot of things that I translate that become a training tool and a database that I use to do other research works.
Right.
I don't know if I'm clear. Yeah. The other interesting thing is that translation is a learning opportunity that is offered to you, because by translating, you have read in the process. You read the documents, though it is not very clear like that, but the process is that you read the document, you understand it, you try to, I use the terms of language processing. You try to process it in the other language, and then you try to see if it's, the document, what you are producing, stands grammatically, if all the technical terms have been used, if it is acceptable for the target. You come back and see if the reality that they are talking about in the first language has been reflected accurately in the second language, the document that you produce. And it's very exciting. And especially when you produce the document and people are happy in using it, is the most exciting thing in translation. You'll be proud of yourself that you have brought something to something new out that people have accepted, and you are really contributing to the functioning, the good running of organizations. Because when there is a language problem, the whole system is blocked.
Right.
And especially we saw it with the multicultural organizations that we deal with. Sometimes you see that they are really blocked because of language. They can't speak to each other. They can't move forward for a particular assignment because of language. And it's very exciting that you see yourself being at the middle to solve that problem and to catalyze the functioning of the organizational processes in organizations.
Right.
These are the things that I find exciting. And another issue too is that it's a deep thinking work. You have to be a deep thinker. Instead of underlying the scientific aspects, I saw the process of translating to be more scientific than a language assignment. To me, it's a scientific and a business management requirement that translation is. Is how I look at it. And there are some specific uses, like when I take adjectives.
Right.
The place where I put them and how I use them, it's like, to me, it's like factorization, mathematics.
Right.
This is the mind that I use to put the place where how it has to be. And I use other mathematical processes and reasoning in terms of translation.
Right. Mm. That's good. Thank you. And one last question here. In your position as a successful translator right now, what recommendations would you give for someone who'd like to start a career as a translator and would have to have a very successful career in the industry? What would you say?
Yeah, what I would advise to somebody who wants to start, with my experience, I will see that there is two ways of starting it. I don't have, even initially, I did a baccalaureate in mathematics, physics, and chemistry. So I was not having a typical language background. So later, I did business management with specialization in marketing in the university.
Right.
I did other in entrepreneurial development. So then I got to realize in my professional life that I have translation abilities, and I started doing it. Okay, this is one case, and I'm seeing that these cases are particular cases. But I believe that there are thousands of potential translators who have not identified themselves. So, to me, if a research is conducted to identify those translation capacities, it will be a plus for the industry. And now, when I come to the formal training, this is the second case. As I'm saying, if I may repeat, my case is a particular case. And I believe that there are thousands of people of that sort in the world who are not practicing translation. I know some few cases in Ghana here. There are not many. I think no one or two other cases. Okay. And they translate very well. But for the former one, if I should make a proposal for translation formal training, I may say that the condition, the first condition should be that the person should be a professional in a certain field, a particular field, before coming to learn the art of translation. This is how I see it.
Right.
But the current practice is that translators are language persons. Fine. And because of this, I saw a lot of, sometimes even I feel pity for some people who have certificates, have masters, who has to come to me to solve a particular problems. And so far, I have reviewed several cases for people who are preparing the masters in translation. You understand what I want to mean? Which means there is something lacking somewhere for those particularly language people who are translating. I think instead of giving the chance to become a professional bilingual, they should rather give the chance to bilingual professionals. I repeat, there is a difference between a bilingual professional, that I am, and a professional bilingual, which is who is somebody who is a language person by training, and he has been only in language. He learned translation to get the art, to acquire the art of translation. That person will have to translate for organizations, but in every organization, you have to work in technical fields. The one who is a pure language person does not have a technical knowledge. And in that way, to get to an accurate document, let's say in accounting or in law, I think it will be difficult for the person to get to a document that will please, that will serve the professional in the field. Is how I see it. So that is my proposal.
That's great. Those are very, very valuable recommendations. And thank you.